B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf ayin vov. We're going to start from the new perek, perek chaloyin, in the middle of the omet. Says the Mishnah, chaloyin shebein beis chatzeris. And we've already seen this concept in the past. If you want to make an eruv between two chatzeris, if you want to make an eruv chatzeris within a chotzer, all the people sharing that chotzer have to join the eruv. What happens if you have two chatzeris next to each other and you want to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer? You have to do an eruv chatzeris between the two chatzeris, which means that food has to represent all the people, all the residents in both chatzeris in one of the homes of one of the chotzer. However, there's a condition that there's got to be a significant opening between the two chatzeris in order to allow you to make such an eruv. If there's not a significant opening, then one is not allowed to carry from the insignificant openings between the two chatzeris. If there is a significant opening and you've done an eruv chatzeris, then obviously you can carry from between the two chatzeris to any type of opening. But to allow you to make such an eruv, it has to have a significant door or window. Says the Mishnah, chaloyin shebein beis chatzeris, the window between two chatzeris. Talud al dalud, it has to be that it is 4x4 tvachim, besoich asara, and there has to be that this window is not higher than 10 tvachim off the ground. If it's higher than 10 tvachim, and for all intents and purposes, 10 tvachim is sufficient to be a separation between two rishuyes. So if anything that's happening above 10 tvachim is not necessary as part of the partition between the two rishuyes, and therefore if the entire window is above 10 tvachim, then we, so to speak, disregard it, and we do not have a significant enough opening between the two chatzeris. We'll soon see that if you have an opening that's 4x4 tvachim, which in and of itself is significant, even if just a small part of that window is within 10 tvachim, it's enough to allow you to merge the two chatzeris with an eruv chatzeris. So you need dalad al dalad b'sei chasara. And if you have that, then ma'arvin shnaim, you can make an eruv with each in two eruvs, which means in each chotzer independently, v'imratzu ma'arvin echad, and if they want, they can make a single eruv merging the two chatzeris. Pochis midalad al dalad, if the window is either less than 4x4 tvachim, or oy lemailo mi asara, or if the entire window is above 10 tvachim, ma'arvin shnaim, then they can each make an independent eruv that each chotzer can carry in its own, ve'ein ma'arvin echod, but they cannot make a single eruv to merge the two chatzeris. Says the Gemara, lema tnan stomach Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Can we assume that the Mishnah that says that the size that's significant for this window is 4 tvachim is following Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Omar, kol pochis midalut kolovu domi? And we've seen this concept in the past, that even though normally we assume lovud, which is an extension of one area to another area, providing that the gap in between is not more than 3 tvachim, however, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that we can extend an area if the gap is anything less than 4 tvachim. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that says you say lovud up to 4 tvachim, he holds that 4 tvachim is always called significant. Here you have a Mishnah that says the size of a window which is significant is 4 tvachim. Can we assume it's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teimer Rabbonon, this Mishnah could even follow the Rabbonon that says that lovud is 3 tvachim. Ad kan lepligi Rabbonon oleid Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. When do the Chachomim argue with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and say that lovud is up to 3 tvachim? 3 tvachim is already too, the gap is too big, it's too significant to say lovud. Elo le'inyan levudim, only regarding the halachas of lovud. Aval inyan pisreba, in order to be significant enough to be called a door, to be called an opening, that needs something even more significant than just a gap that we can extend the areas around it and ignore the gap. You need an opening which is going to be called a pesach. There, even the chachomim agree you need more than 3 tvachim. Afilu rabbanan moida di ika dalad al dalad choshiv, that only if there's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim it's significant enough to be called an opening. Ve'iloi loy choshiv, but if it does not have at least 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, it's insignificant regarding being called a pesach, and therefore you would not be able to merge the two chatzeris with such a type of opening. Continues the Gemara, Pochis midalad v'chulu. We will have noticed that the Mishnah is split up into two parts. The first Mishnah says that if a window is dalad al dalad, four tvachim by four tvachim, b'soich asora, within 10 tvachim, then and only then you can merge the two chatzeris with a common eruv. Then the Mishnah says, pochis midalad dalad, as if the Mishnah is telling us that if you do not have the conditions which are outlined in the ratio of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Mishnah, then you cannot merge the two chatzeris. And really, the whole second part of the Mishnah seems to be superfluous. Once I've told you that the condition to be able to merge two chatzeris is dalad al dalad, lemaila me'asara, then I will understand on my own that if it's not dalad al dalad, or if it's not lemato me'asara, then that I cannot merge the two chatzeris, says the Gemara Pshita. Kiven to Omar, since you said at the beginning of the Mishnah, dalad al dalad b'soy chasara, it needs to be 4 by 4 tvachim, and within 10 tvachim, then memela no yodano, I will know the pochis midalad if it's either less than 4 by 4 tvachim, or ulmailo me'asara, or if the window is above 10 tvachim, loy, then I will not be able to merge the two chatzeris. Why does the Mishnah have to spell it out for us? Answers the Gemara, Hokumashmalon. The second part of the Mishnah is coming to teach us that taima, the only reason that you cannot merge two chatzeris if the chotzer is if the window is above 10 tvachim is de kulei lemailo me'asara, is to tell us that only if the entire window is above 10 tvachim, then the two chatzeris cannot be merged. Avul miktzasei b'seich yud, if even just part of the window is within 10 tvachim, ma'arvin shnayim ve'imrotu ma'arvin echod, then they are allowed to merge the two chatzeris with a single eruv. And that's what the second part of the Mishnah is telling us. When it says, pochis midalad al dalad, oy lemailo me'asara, it means if it's entirely above 10, then you cannot merge the two chatzeris. But if it's just partially within 10 tvachim, then you can merge the two chatzeris. And this is a halacha that you would not have known from the beginning of the Mishnah. From the beginning of the Mishnah, it just says it has to be within 10 tvachim. I may have thought the entire window has to be within 10 tvachim. Says the second part of the Mishnah, no, that it's only invalid as a window if it's entirely above the 10 tvachim. Continues the Gemara, Tanina lahodaton rabbonon, what we just learned from this Mishnah is similar to what we saw in a braisa. Kuloi lemailo me'asara, if the entire window is above 10 tvachim off the ground, umiktsosoi b'toich asara, and part of the window is within asara, or kuloi b'soich asara umiktsosoi lemailo me'asara, which means that even if just a tiny, it doesn't matter if most of the window or almost the entire window is above 10 tvachim or below 10 tvachim, as long as it's the least, a smallest amount of the window within 10 tvachim off the ground, ma'arvin shnayim v'imrotzu ma'arvin echod, then you can join the two chatzeris with a single eruv. That's what it says in the Braisa. And the Gemara is asking, Hashta kulei lemailo me'asoro miktsosei toich yud, from the beginning of the Braisa, where it says, kulei lemailo me'asoro, almost the whole window is above 10 tvachim, umiktsosei, and just a tiny bit is within 10 tvachim, that's enough to allow you to merge the two chatzeris. Omrus, ma'arvin shnayim v'imrotzu ma'arvin echod, kulei b'toich yud umiktsosei lemailo miyud miboya. Once you've already said that if most of the window is above and just a little bit is within 10 tvachim, it's superfluous to say that most of the window is below 10 tvachim and just a bit is above 10 tvachim, that you can still merge the two chatzeris. Of course you can merge the two chatzeris. Why does the braisa have to double over? Says the Gemara, zu vein tzarech leimar, zu, you're right, it's the Mishnah is saying from one chiddush and saying that there's a concept called loizu avzu, not only the smaller chiddush, even the bigger chiddush, and there's a concept of zu vein tzarech leimar zu, this chiddush, and it goes without saying even a smaller chiddush. And that's what we're saying here. Loizu, not, and it says zu vein tzarech leimar zu. It means the chiddush of the beginning of the braisa, that even if just part of the, a tiny part of the window is within 10 tvachim, it's sufficient that you can merge the two chatzeris, ve'en tzarech leimar zu, and then you can take for granted the lesser chiddush, which is if most of the window is under 10 tvachim, within 10 tvachim, and just a small part is above 10 tvachim, that also there you can join the two chatzeris, and indeed, ein tzarech leimar zu, you did not need to say it, it would have been apparent from the first halacha in the braisa, But sometimes brises speak that way, zu ve'en tzorech loymer zu. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, chaloyin ogul. Till now we're discussing a window, a square window, four tvachim by four tvachim. Part of it, that means let's say the lower ledge, the lowest ledge of the window is within 10 tvachim off the ground. It suffices to allow us to join the two chatzeros with an eruv. What happens if the window is perfectly round? Then if you have just the little point at the bottom of the circle, the lowest point of the circle within 10 tvachim, is that enough? You don't have a full 4 tvachim width, so to speak. If we would have squared off this window, or if we would put a square window within this round window, then that we would not yet have a full 4 tvachim width within 10 tvachim. So let's see what happens. How do we treat a round window? Chaloyin ogul. Tzorich sheyehei behekeifoy esrim varbo tvachim. First and foremost, you have to know, the size of the circle has to be 24 tvachim. If the circle is 24 tvachim, you can assume that within it you have a window of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. And the Gemara is soon going to discuss this. Ushnayim o mashu mehen b'soich yud. Then, and the amount of this circle that has to be within with less than 10 tvachim, is besides for 4 tvachim, which would be the width of the window, you have to add on another 2 and a bit tvachim, which means 6 and a bit tvachim. If you have the arc of the circle, the lowest arch of the circle, 6 and a bit tvachim is within the within 10 tvachim off the ground. At that point, you have already 4 tvachim of window of width of the window that would be within 10 tvachim, and that suffices to allow us to connect the two chatzeris. She'im yirbe'enu, because if you would square off this window, nimtzo mashu b'tzoich yud, if you, in the event that you would, virtually speaking, put a window of 4x4 in here, in this circle, then if the circle is within six and a bit tvachim of the circle is within 10 tvachim, then you can assume that the lowest part of the 4 tvachim square within it is already within 10 tvachim off the ground. And just so we should visualize this, if you would put a square inside a circle, that the 4 points of the square are touching the circumference of the circle, then the area between the points of the square on the circle, the arcs themselves, they are split into 4. In the same way as you've got the 4 corners of the square, then the 4 points where the corners meet the circle are splitting the circle into 4. So if you have a circle of 24 tvachim, you want to have a quarter of it within 10 tvachim, which is 6 and a bit. If it was exactly 6, it would be that the 4 tvachim, the lowest part of the square would be flush with 10 tvachim. Since we want to have the part of the window within 10 tvachim, you need to have the 6 tvachim plus a little bit. And then you have just over a quarter of the circumference of the circle within 10 tvachim. And then you know that you have the lowest part of the 4 tvachim square within it, within 10 tvachim. What still has to be understood is that if you have a square of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, the circle around it does not need to be 24 tvachim with the maths that we know. And the Gemara is going to discuss that now. Asks the Gemara, Mechte kol sheyesh be'ekeifo yishloisha tvachim, yesh bo yibaroch bo yitefach. And we've seen this before, that the Gemara assumes that pi is 3, even though in truth, it's a little bit more, and it's something that the Rishonim discuss in different places, but the Gemara always takes on that pi is 3. And we know that the circumference of a circle is what we call pi d, d being the diameter. If you have whenever you have a diameter of 1, the circumference is going to be 3. So if you have a diameter of 4, because we need a window of 4 tvachim, so how much is going to be the circumference? Pi d. It's going to be 3 times 4 is 12 tvachim. So the Gemara is saying, betresa sagia. Since the window that we need is 4 tvachim wide, so if you have a 4 tvachim diameter, then how much of a circle do you need to be able to have a 4 tvachim diameter? It's enough if the circle is 12 tvachim. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say you need 24 tvachim? Answers the Gemara, Hanim mile be'igula. If you had a circle within a square, and you had, assuming that the square was, which we know, the Mishnah says the square has to be 4x4. So if you put a circle which has the same diameter as the square, that means the circle is fitting inside the window, inside the circle, the square, then you're right. Then the circumference of the circle would be 12 tvachim. The problem is that we don't want a circle within a square. We don't want a circle that the diameter of the circle is like the width of the square, because then you've done away with the corners of the square. We want a circle, actually, that can incorporate the corners of the square, a circle that goes around the square, which, technically speaking, what that means is that a circle that is not... The diameter of the circle is not the width of the square. The diameter of the circle is the diagonal of the square. And we have to get to that. But you have a window here. And you, it's true that if you, the circumference of a diameter of 4 tvachim will be 12. But over here, we have a square. A square is 4 by 4. 4 by 4 is a parameter of 16 amos. But you don't face, you need much more. Says the Gemara, okay. Mechta, kama maruba, yoysala igul, revia. How much is the circumference, is the parameter of a square larger than the circumference of a circle? It's a quarter, as we just said now. If you have a diameter of 4, then the circumference of the circle is 12. If you have a parameter of a square of 4, the parameter is going to be 16. That means the ratio between a circle and a square sharing the same width is 3 to 4. So b'shitza sagia. So you're saying that a square window of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim has a parameter of 16 tvachim, and that's why you said before 12 was not enough, because that's a circle within a square. We want the corners as well. We need the entire parameter of the square. Okay, how much is the parameter of a square? 16 amos. Sorry, 16 tvachim it would be. If so, then why can't we have a circle whose circumference is 16 tvachim? Says the Gemara, Hanamila igula denofik migoi ribua. Aval ribua denofik migoi igula beinon tvei. It's very good when you have a circle that is coming out of the square, then you can say that the circle is... The circle, the ratio of the circle to the square is 3 to 4. As we said, the diameter of 4 tvachim will have a circumference of 12, and a square of 4 tvachim will have a parameter of 16. However, what we need is actually a circle that goes around the square in a type of fashion that we could, so to speak, hollow out and take a square of 4x4 from within that circle. So there you need a circle that's not just a circle of 16. I need a circle that is going to surround the entire square with its corners. So there I need to have a circumference whose diameter is actually the diagonal of this square of 4x4 tvachim. If it's the type of square that's entirely within the circle, but inon tvei, I need much more. My tama mishum murshe de karnasa, because the diagonal is longer than each of the sides. On any square, if you have a diagonal, if the square is, for example, 1x1, the diagonal is going to be 1.4. Approximately, that's Pythagoras' theory, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. It's approximately 1.4, it's a little bit more, it's 1.414, but the Gemara is going to assume it's 1.4. Because the diagonal is an extra 0.4 more than the sides of the square, then I need the diameter to incorporate the extra 0.4, and then I'm going to, after I multiply the sides, in our case 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, the diagonal is going to be 4 times 1.4, which is actually going to be 5.6, and then I'll multiply that by 3 because of pi to get the circumference, then I'm going to get much more than your 12 tvachim, and I'm even going to get more than 16 tvachim. How much am I going to get? 16.8 tvachim. Let's see that inside. Mechta asks the Gemara, Kol amsa biribua. We know that any square whose sides is one amma, Amsa utrei chumsha balachsaino. The diagonal is 1.4. So if so, when you have a window of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, then the diagonal is going to be 5.6, the circumference is going to be 16.8. B'shivsar nechi chumsha, 17 less a fifth, which is 16.8, sagi should be enough. Why is Rabbi Yechanon saying 24? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanon omar ki daine de kisri. There were the Dayanim in a place called Kisri, v'omri lo other seik Rabbonon de Kisri, there was the Rabbonon of Kisri. They had a very interesting opinion. They held that the diagonal is not what we know as a squared plus b squared equals c squared. It's not multiplied, it's not 1.4 of the sides. They actually held it was double. So if you have a square whose sides is 1, then the diagonal, according to the Dayanim de Kisri, the diagonal was actually 2. If so, if the diagonal is, if you have a window of 4 by 4, the diagonal is going to be 8. If the diagonal is 8, then the circumference is going to be 8 times 3, which is exactly 24. And the way they said it was, is that if you take the parameter of the square and take half of it and add it on, so if you have 4 by 4 tvachim, so the parameter is 16, half that it's 8, add 8 onto the 16, you get 24, which is the circumference of this circle according to these opinions. The Omri, they said, Igula migoi ribua river. A circle within a square is a quarter, as we said. A circle who shares the same diameter as a side of a square, the circle is multiplied by 3, pi d, which is the diameter times 3, and a square is going to be 4 times each length. It's an extra quarter. But ribua migoi gula palga. But then you have a circle that's going right round a square, palga, it adds half of the parameter of the square onto the number of the parameter of the square, that's going to be a circumference of the circle. That means if the parameter of the square is 16 tvachim, then the circle going round it is 24. And the reason that they made that calculation was because they understood that if you have an amsa beribua, you have two amis ba'alachsoin, the diameter is always, the diagonal is always double the sides, something which doesn't make sense to us, it's something which is clearly not that way. Tosfos discusses that, but that's how these chachomim held, and that's Rabbi Yochanan was following these opinions. And that's the palga that we discussed here, it's the extra half of the parameter of the square that's added onto the parameter to tell us the number of the diagonal, or of the circumference. That's how Rashi learns this sugya. Other Rishonim learn it differently, but this is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Pochos midalad al dalad v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that if a window is less than 4 by 4 tvachim, or if it's not within 10 tvachim off the ground, then it does not suffice to allow us to merge the two chatzeres with an eruv. Omer of Nachman, lo yishonu elo chaloyin shebein beis chatzeres. This halacha of the Mishnah is only true regarding a window between two chatzeres. Outside in the open air, you have two chatzeres with a common wall. If there's a window which is within 10 tfochim off the ground, that will allow us to merge the two chatzeres with an eruvei chatzeres. Aval chaloyin shebein beis batim. If you have two homes belonging to two people, and you want to make an eruv between the two homes to carry between them, and you have a window between the two homes, afilu lemayle me'asara, even if that window is above 10 tvachim, nami, they can, it's also enough to allow the two homeowners to make an eruv together. Imrotzu l'ariv ma'orvin echod, if they want to make an eruv, they can merge it into one. Ma'itama, why is this true? Why in a chotza should we be limited to the lower 10 tvachim and in the home even above 10 tvachim? Because basic command maliodomi, this is a concept we've seen previously, that we consider a home, so to speak, as if it's full. And since if the home is full, it's as if the floor has been raised. So even if you have a window that's 15 tvachim off the ground, we assume the whole area in the home to be filled, and therefore we do not look at the floor as being the baseline, and anywhere within the area of a room, within the area of a bayis, is always, so to speak, within 10 tvachim off the ground. Says the Gemara, Esvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava is going to ask a contradiction to Rav Nachman from a braisa. echodli. Echodli means it's similar to me. It's one to me. Chaloin shebein beis chatzeris, a window between two courtyards. Ve'echodli chaloin shebein beis batim is the same to me as a window between two homes. Ve'echodli chaloin shebein beis aliyos. If you have an upper floor and you have two windows, and you have a window between two aliyos belonging to different people. Ve'echodli chaloin shebein beis gagin. If I have two roofs belonging to different people, and this is not like Reb Shimon, this is like the Rabbanon, we're going to learn about this later, who says that even roofs, if they belong to different people, you can only carry from one to the next if you make an Eruv. Ve'echodli chaloin shebein beis chadorim. Or if you have two rooms within one house that you want to make an Eruv, or you need to make an Eruv between the two, kulon dalad al dalad b'toich hasara. There has to be that those windows are significantly sized, 4x4 tvachim, and they have to be within 10 tvachim. So you see clearly that even a window between two homes, it has to be within 10 tvachim. Not like Rav Nachman said, that halacha is only in a chotzer, not in a bayis. Answers the Gemara, tirgumo achatzeris. The two words, besei chasara, is referring to the chatzeris, not referring to the batim. Asks the Gemara, echodli katoni. We said again and again, echodli, it's the same to me, it's the same halacha in all these cases. How can you say that the halacha of 10 tvachim only applies to one? Says the Gemara, tirgumo adalad al dalad. The echodli, the similarity between all these halachas, is only regarding the size of the window being 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. But the position of the window needing to be within 10 tvachim, that's only referring to a chotzer, not referring to within a home. Continues the Gemara. Boy mnei Rav Abba mirav Nachman. Rav Abba asked Rav Nachman, you Rav Nachman said that within a home, if you have a window, even if it's above 10 tvachim, then since we consider the home as being full, it's as if it's considered always within 10 tvachim. What happens with a lul hapasuach? A lul is a type of a window, a skylight we might call it, between which is a window in the ceiling, a horizontal window within the ceiling, joining the lower room with the aliyah, the room above it. Lul hapasuach min bayis l'aliyah. You have this opening, let's assume it's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and it's in the ceiling, between the bayis and the aliyah. Tzorich sulam kavua lahatiroi, or ain't tzorich sulam kavua lahatiroi. We already learned on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis that a ladder is considered in the place of a Pesach, in the place of an opening. So if you have a ladder there, a fixed ladder in any case, you have a ladder there, and then the ladder considers this lul as being an opening, and if it's an opening, then you can make an Eruv between the two. The question is, do you need to have such a sulam? And the sulam is, the ladder is obviously from the ceiling right down to the floor. But do we say that since you, Rav Nachman, say that the whole bayis is commander malya, then even if you have an opening in the middle of the roof, I don't need a ladder, even if the ladder's not there. And people can get up to the aliyah not through the inside, they have the entrances from the outside. But since the inside of the home is considered as full, then that opening, even if the room is more than 10 tvachim high, which means that opening is above 10 tvachim off the ground of the bayis, is still with it considered, so to speak, within 10 tvachim, because we consider the whole home as being full. I don't need a ladder there to consider it as a significant opening between the two. Kiyom, do we say, kiyom rinon basic commander maliudomi hanimili minatzad, aval be'em tzaloi, do we only use this logic or this concept of a home, so to speak, being full, only regarding windows in the walls which go around the home? Oy dil meloishna, do we say even in the middle of the home, in the middle of the airspace of a room, we also say commander malya, and therefore, however high the room is, it's always less than 10 tfachim, even if the opening is in the middle of the ceiling. Omar le, so Rav Nachman said to him, ein etzorich. Indeed, we use the logic or the idea of basic commander malya even for an opening in the middle of the ceiling, and you do not need a fixed ladder there. Sovrumene, they thought, sulam kavua hu de'ein etzorich, they thought that you don't need to have a fixed ladder there because it's considered a Pesach. Sulam ara etzorich, but they thought at least a temporary type of a ladder you do need in order to, that it should be considered as some form of a connection between the bayis and aliyah to allow you to make an eruv between them. Itmar Omer of Yosef bar Menyumi Omer of Nachman, they said explicitly in the name of Rav Nachman, Echot Sulam Kavua, Ve'echot Sulam Arai, Eina Torech, I don't need any type of ladder, they'll get to the Aliyah from an opening on the outside, and nonetheless, you can still make an Eruv between the Bayis and the Aliyah, because basic command the Maliodomi, and it's as if the ceiling is within 10 Tvachim from the floor, and therefore you can merge the two with an Eruv. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the next Mishnah.